This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And a wonderful good afternoon to you all, Melbourne, and everywhere else you're listening. It's now 12:30. Andy Kay with you. Gazman is away this week. He's doing a singing workshop, keeping those vocal cords in check. But I do have a special guest with us today. We have a naturopath, a model, and author of The Garden Apothecary.
Apothecary, well said. It's a tough one.
Reece Carter.
Hi, thanks for having me, Andy. Great to be here.
Fantastic. So we'll get to know you a little bit first. Now, you grew up in WA.
I did. I grew up in Wheatbelt WA, kind of deep WA, on a farm out there, population like a couple of hundred people, very, very remote, fantastic place to grow up. But I've since lived, my family's in Perth now, and I actually spent 5 or 6 years living here in Melbourne, which is where I got my degree, now in Sydney, Sydney-based. I'm very happy to be down here for the weekend.
Bachelor of Health Science.
Yeah, so at Endeavour College of Natural Health, which is here in the Melbourne CBD, I did my 4-year Bachelor of Health Science there in naturopathy. So really it's a degree about mostly around nutrition and nutritional science. And then we also take a look at evidence-based herbal medicine.
Okay. Yeah. And that's been a long time hobby. I think I read at the age of 10 you were in the garden and with produce from the garden made a big mess in the kitchen.
And I'm still doing that, believe me. Growing up in rural WA, I had the most amazing pop, the most amazing grandfather who had this incredible veggie garden, really. And I just have all these memories of running around with my brother and my sister and picking the gooseberries and the tomatoes out of these makeshift little greenhouses he would make. And I'd then go back to our farm, our property, and try to recreate it. Never quite with the skill that he did. Hopefully I'm a little bit better now. But so the gardening element of what I do, I suppose, has always been a hobby. And once I was here in Melbourne, getting that degree in clinical herbal medicine and nutrition, I started to think, why am I prescribing herbal medicines here and not growing them in my garden? And so I started to do just that. And alongside the parsley and the basil, I would have valerian and brahmi and all of these herbal medicines I was learning about at school, and actually kind of reconnect, I suppose, with where those medicines came from in the first place and start tinkering around with my own remedies.
Okay, so you're a self-professed herb nerd.
That's exactly it. That was a nickname given to me by a mate of mine, a Melbourne girl, Lola Berry, who's a nutritionist. She called me that years ago, and it's kind of stuck, herb nerd.
Which plant would you say is the most versatile for naturopathy?
Look, my favourite, if you're just getting acquainted with the topic or you want to get stuck into it, is lemon balm. So the reason for that is, A, it's super simple to grow, much like mint. You'll have to kind of try and stop it from taking over, basically. But its uses are very versatile as well. So it's a fantastic herb for stress and sleep, just as a tea. But it's also really great for digestion. So it's a digestive herb. And even just having it in the garden, it actually has natural kind of insect repellent properties. So I rub a bit on my skin while I'm out there.
Get the mozzies away.
Exactly. So it's very versatile. And, you know, if you are scared of the topic, an easy entry point to get started.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned tea. Now, you've invented anti-inflammatory.
Yes. I don't know if I invented it. I borrowed a recipe from Malaysia, actually. I was there and they made a milky ginger tea for digestion. And I kind of just built upon that with other anti-inflammatory herbs, obviously turmeric being one of the big ones. Which is a natural anti-inflammatory and especially for gut health. So I actually whipped that up in front of it was my laptop. I was just doing a recording, basically my first ever kind of outing onto YouTube, I suppose. And I made my anti-inflammatory into a video, and that kind of it got really great response and spurred me on, and it ended up becoming a whole web series of different recipes and remedies.
We'll go to music in a minute, but we want to talk about the natural apothecary.
Fantastic.
How did that come about? Was it because you found a lack in the print?
I suppose. I mean, firstly, where I really saw a gap first was, like I said, that space between evidence-based and, you know, naturopath-approved herbal medicine that's being prescribed to our clients in clinic, in private practice, and the plants that they actually came from. You know, if you see a nutritionist, you might get a supplement, but you usually get some recipes and some dietary advice, whereas that was lacking with herbal medicine. And I thought, well, I want to bridge that gap, and I want to show people they don't have to be expensive supplements. You can actually start seeing some of these benefits from your own garden, or for those plants that maybe we can't ideally grow here, go to your spice rack. And so it was a genuine passion. I just started writing these recipes, not even knowing if anyone else was really going to be all that interested in it. And thankfully, they were. And so they started as a web series, like I said. I was living in Los Angeles making this web series, actually. And it got a lot of interest here in Australia, and I think there was a big interest in the topic. And so before I knew it, I was flying back and met with a bunch of publishers, and thankfully people saw enough value in the knowledge and in the idea to turn it into a book, which came out earlier this year.
So it's pretty recent. And up to date.
It was a July release, so okay. It's very new. Yeah.
Very new. So when you're talking about herbal remedies, do they necessarily not taste that good?
It's a very good question, because I'm not sure if you've seen a herbalist yourself or if any of the listeners have, but quite often, yes, as naturopaths, we will ask you to take disgusting tasting things. and that is certainly part of it, you know, really strong tinctures, as we call them, which are ethanol and water-based extracts of the herbs. They can just be revolting. I'm going to be honest. They're amazing, but they taste revolting. But you can actually make really gentle, delicious remedies as well. Things like the anti-inflammatory, which is this kind of earthy, spicy chai almost, but still has those effects. So, you know, there's bit of everything. Some of them you're not going to like. Some are more like food as medicine, really.
Yeah. We're talking with Rhys Carter, author of The Garden Apothecary and Naturopath. We're going to go to some music now. You're with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. This is Our Garden. If you have a question for Rhys, you can SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Or you can call Karen at the front desk, 1300-JOY-949. This is Katy Perry with Skip Marley now. This is Chain to the Rhythm. Into
the Rhythm. The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
And this is Our Garden with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. And I have a special guest in the studio, Rhys Carter, naturopath and author and also model.
That's me.
Now, you've had years of clinical practice as a naturopath.
Yes.
So what does that have to do with going on The Ellen Show in your undies?
You know, next to nothing. but both fantastic experiences. Yeah, so Ellen was actually... that was during my last year of studies, actually. It was very unexpected.
Because you were actually on twice, weren't you?
I was on twice. So when she filmed an episode here at Burrung Mar, I think, in front of... It was an enormous audience of 10,000 people there on the day. And I had kind of just gone along for the fun of it. My now ex actually put me forward for it. And so it was completely unexpected, and I got selected, and I was up on stage in my undies with these three other guys, and it went to a crowd... vote, and whoever got the loudest cheer won. At that point, no one knew what winning would mean. Luckily, I won. And she announced, yeah, you're coming over to LA to do an episode with us over there. So I did a studio episode over at Warner Brothers, which was a lot of fun.
Great opportunity.
Fantastic opportunity. Yeah. And now I'm trying to get back in touch with her and be like, Ellen, get me on. We'll talk herbs.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
I think that's a lesson that if you do what you love and what you're passionate about, then opportunities do come up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think just say yes. You know, yes. I mean, standing in front of this many people in my underwear was terrifying, but in hindsight, it was a whole lot of fun and a great experience. So just say yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of my motto.
So, yeah, I'm glad that wasn't me.
Yeah, so your YouTube... Maybe next time she's down, Andy, you'll be up there.
nobody wants to see that. So your YouTube channel.
Yes.
How many episodes, roughly?
There would be about, I think there's about 23 or 24 at the moment. So it was very much just me with my laptop and the camera on initially, and then moved to LA, and my friend that I was living with, he works in television and helped me polish it up a little bit. So we got a videographer and we got, you know, someone to do the editing who knew what they were doing, which is great because it left me just to talk about herbs, which is a thing I knew, and all of the technical stuff was taken care of for me, and it came out really well. And like I said, I just started putting them up, and I actually put them on Facebook as well, natively, and that was where Facebook, it was actually on Facebook where they were hosted on Facebook that they did really well, mm-hmm. and more so in Australia, which was very welcome. I was very happy to have the excuse to come home.
Yep, so we can check out those videos.
You can check
anytime.
Out those videos. They're still there. I've actually, a new one is going up in the next few days.
Yep.
But yeah, they're all up there. If you just type my name, Reece Carter, into YouTube.
Yep. Or, and the spelling is R-E-E-C-E, not R-H-Y-S.
Yes, correct. So, good point. So R-E-E-C-E. And also, if you go to Facebook, Reece Carter Naturopath, all of them are hosted there as well.
Okay. So you mentioned lemon balm before.
Yes.
But if you want to get into naturopathy, what are some of the essentials in
I'm
your garden?
I'm so sorry. I've come along and given you a list of really difficult words to say today. That's totally my fault. So if you want to get involved with herbalism and home herbalism especially, I suppose, like I said, lemon balm's a great one. Peppermint is another one. It contains these volatile oils that are fantastic for digestion. We call it a carminative.
Is that apart from regular mint? So peppermint?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So peppermint has smoother, much smaller leaves. It's just like mint, it's quite easy to grow. It likes a little bit. It likes to be a little bit cooler and a little bit wetter, so more water and keep it in the shade. But it's not a tricky one to grow at all. Aloe vera, on the other hand, obviously likes next to no water, full sun, and just wants to be ignored. Fantastic one for skin remedies.
Yeah,
For sunburn, definitely. I actually use it as a base for gels as well. So I've got a recipe on my web series. It's the most viewed video, actually. It was the aloe vera, cucumber, and witch hazel eye gel. So for under eye bags.
Okay.
And if you've got enough aloe vera, if you've got, you know, some you can get enough gel out of there, you can actually make for us guys enough for shaving rash, because the aloe vera is a beautifully hydrating base, but the witch hazel is what we call an astringent, and that kind of tightens the skin up, and if there are any cuts it stops them from bleeding too much.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
a few good hints there.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll go to some more music now. But when we come back, we'll talk about the City of Stonington's Spring Into Gardening Festival.
Here.
Yep. All right, this is the Sugar Babes on Joy 94.9. You're with Andy Kay and Reece Carter. Sugar Babes here on Joy 94.9. That was Round Round. You're with Andy Kay and special guest Reece Carter on Our Garden. Now, there's an event on tomorrow.
Yes.
Sunday the 8th
of October, yes.
From 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. And it's called Spring Into Gardening.
Yes, Spring Into Gardening, yes, at Victoria Gardens in Paran. Which is my old hood. That's where I used to live when I was living here in Melbourne. So I'm very excited to be coming home. It looks like, I mean, I've not been to the event before and it looks fantastic. It's all about gardening. There's a real focus on sustainability, which I love. And yeah, I'm going to be up on stage at 12:30 and 2:30 and bring some of my herb nerdery to the event.
So people can meet you in person?
Yeah, so
you'll be roaming around after your appearance?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So I'll be on the stage at 12:30 showing people how to make a digestive tincture out of ingredients from their garden and from their pantry. And then I'll be floating around for those hours in between so people can come and say hello. Endeavour College are coming down with their Wellspring bookstore, and so they'll have copies of my book available if anyone's interested. And then at 2:30 I jump up on stage again and I'll show you how to turn calendula into an ointment for skin.
Well, you have
it's
to be there.
Yeah, you've got to come down now. I've talked it up. You have to come
also,
and say hello.
Also, Costa Georgiatis from Gardening Australia will be there.
Yes, yes.
And so this will be the first time you're meeting him.
I've never met him. I'm looking forward to it. My friend met him today and she was raving about him, so I've got high expectations now. Can't wait.
Yeah. So other events that are going on at the Spring Into Gardening, there'll be stalls, clothes swaps, demonstrations, roving entertainment, lots of stuff for all ages.
Oh, yeah. I think it's it'll be a great day for the family. Hopefully the rain holds back. But even if it doesn't, just come and play in the rain with us. It'll be great.
They say some people walk in the rain and others just get wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look at it that way if you go down there.
Or dance in the rain. Come dance in the rain.
This is from the City of Stonington's website. It's just a little blurb. It says, whether you've got a tiny balcony garden or a sprawling backyard jungle, Spring Into Gardening is the perfect event to get inspiration and tips on green living. So there's plenty of stuff to see there. Just go to your favourite search engine, put in spring into gardening, or you can go to the Stonington Victoria website, just the W's, stonington.vic.gov.au, and they've got a search bar there, so you can put in spring into gardening.
Spring into gardening, and that'll come up, absolutely. And like you said, there's so many different stalls and so many different bits and pieces happening tomorrow. I can't wait to see what I can learn and pick up there.
Yeah, just about run out of things to say, but just a bit of information about spring into the gardening. It's about a 10-minute walk from either Pran or Track station, or you can catch the number 6 tram and it takes you right to the
right
Victoria.
Past it, yeah. So yeah, that's the one. So the Victoria Gardens is on High Street between Chapel and Williams, I think. It's a beautiful little park, and it's so easy to get to. Yeah, the number 6 just drops you off right out the front.
We'll go to some more music now. We'll try and squeeze this one in. Come back after this. This is Adam Lambert, Another Lonely Night on Joy 94.9. You're with Andy Kay and Reese Carter. Adam Lambert here on Joy 94.9. That was Another Lonely Night. You're listening to Our Garden with Andy Kay and special guest Reese Carter, naturopath and author and model.
All of the above.
Now, we're talking briefly off air about medicine versus naturopathy.
Yes.
And there are some people that think that naturopathy is trying to take over medicine.
I think that issue with is probably versus. I don't think there needs to be a case of alternative medicine. I don't think it needs to be a case of one or the other. Obviously, evidence-based medical science has given us enormous advancements and keeps us alive and keeps us well. That's certainly not what I'm trying to do, and as a whole, I don't think that's what naturopaths are trying to do. What we're talking about here is gentle interventions, natural interventions, and I think that our real strong suit is preventative medicine and kind of those chronic ailments like allergies, stress, not being able to sleep. And the ideal world for me is where we can draw from both branches of medicine, all branches of medicine and healthcare for the best outcomes for the individual in front of us. So it's a long answer for a short question.
Yeah. So you're appearing at Spring Into Gardening tomorrow.
Yes.
Run by City of Stonington.
City of Stonington, yes.
So just go to stonington.vic.gov.au and type in on their website Spring Into Gardening. We've run out of time.
It's flown by.
It has flown by, but we'll be back next week. Hopefully Gazman will be back with us. Reese Carter, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Andy. Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Fantastic. So remember
tomorrow.
That Spring Into Gardening.
City of Stonington. See you there.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.